here you go. Ready? In 5, 4, 3, 2.
Yum!
Welcome back, my friend. Chef and a Fat Man of Blue Collar Chefs live celebrating Valentine's Day. And as I promised, I've got some Valentine trivia for you.
Oh.
Yes. Which state? Well, first of all, what is the number one flower given on Valentine's Day?
Roses.
What? Not just roses.
Red roses.
Red roses.
Red roses. Absolutely right. Which state produces the most red roses in the United States?
Oh, I don't know that.
Wow, look at you. I'm telling you, you must be good at that. What a Trivial Pursuit.
I want Bill on my team for trivia.
All right. You're so good on that one. Here's one for you. What does the word Valentine stand for in Latin?
Oh. I suck at trivia. I don't know.
Valor.
I'm sorry.
Because if you're gonna marry the gal, you better have a lot of valor. You're not going to get a lot of anything. You know. And
you're gonna get
in old Ireland, of course, me being Irish, I don't know what they did in old Israel, but in old Ireland, something was carved into what?
A heart was carved into a tree.
A potato.
No, you're both wrong. See, what a nasty thing to say. Just because we're Irish doesn't mean everything's potatoes.
Hey, I'm not hating. Potatoes are delicious. They're one of my favorite foods.
In old Ireland, a heart was carved into what as a Valentine's gift? You said, somebody said a tree.
Uh-huh.
Somebody said... No.
A heart into a heart?
Okay. A wooden spoon.
Oh. Like that.
I'm telling you, I am full of it.
Yes.
When it comes to information. And one more trivia for you. On Valentine's Day in 1876, who received a patent for what incredibly important invention?
What's the invention? Do we get to know that?
No.
Oh.
On this date, February 14th in 1876, Alexander Graham Bell received his patent for the telephone on this day in Valentine's Day. And one other great Valentine trivia, the couple sitting in the audience with us today met in what horrific spot?
Atlanta.
On Valentine's Day.
Pizza Hut. Traffic.
Not Pizza Hut.
That was you.
No, a dentist chair. Getting his teeth cleaned.
That's cute.
I think I
love
just
that.
Saying.
When you can't talk. I hate when they ask me questions when they're cleaning my teeth.
Yeah, how does that work?
I am sure if anybody could, Taylor, you could get it done.
Yep.
But we're
Thank
getting back
you.
To your straw. What are you doing with your strawberries? You took these big, massive Sherry's Berries type strawberries, cut them not completely in half.
Yeah. So around Valentine's Day in the grocery stores, since chocolate dipped strawberries are such a popular Valentine's Day treat, you can actually find them that have the long stems still on them. And you want them to be the biggest strawberries you can find. Because what I do is I take my paring knife, and right in the center of the strawberry, I make a slit. But I make sure that I leave at least a half of an inch or at least a quarter of an inch of space between that slit and the top of the strawberry because I don't want it to split in half. But what it does is it gives me room to put filling right in the middle of my strawberry. So I don't have to have the hassle of using a pastry bag and coring it and squeezing the filling in. I just cut it, then I use a butter knife, and I just put the filling right in the center.
Yum.
I'll tell you, it looks so good. And what I'm going to do, because I care about everybody, is I'm going to try one without the chocolate first to see if I can notice the subtlety of the cheese.
Oh.
The smoke on the cheese.
Et voila.
Mm.
There you go.
Wow.
As Julia says, bon appetit.
Really?
Really.
Do you think she stood on a stool?
Yes.
You know, I don't know.
She didn't have to because she was pretty tall, but heck yeah.
These are really, man, these are incredible.
Thank you.
So surprised.
So what you guys can't see is that Amanda and I are both like 5 feet tall, and our counter is very tall. So we stand on little step stools so we can reach it a little better.
That's right.
But I can definitely tell why the chocolate is absolutely necessary.
Yes, and the white chocolate I prefer because it doesn't overpower that delicate cheese. It complements it. And Amanda, would you like to talk about your favorite?
So there's this market not far from here called the Buford Highway Farmers Market. And if you've listened to us before, we've talked about this place that we really enjoy. And it's really a multicultural market, and I love going there. But one of the reasons I love going there is not only because they have a great selection, but because they have things I've never seen before, including things from Georgia that I've never seen before. So every time I go, I bring home something that I've never seen, never used, want to try. A few weeks ago, it was Taylor brought home Russian lemonade, which I then went and bought every bottle they had because it was so delicious.
Russian lemonade.
That's right. And then this time, it was Mr. Piggy Pants. Yes, that's for you. Mr. Piggy Pants, although that's not really what it's called. It's actually called Mr.
Giggle Pants.
It is hibiscus sugar made by Beautiful Briny Sea, which is a local Georgia company. They make salts and sugars that have great flavors, and they have a Mexican chocolate that's wonderful sugar, and they've got all these flavored salts. They've got one salt called Hot Steve. And we got a couple of guys that work here called Steve, so they each got Hot Steve. They're now called, well, we have one named Hot Steve and one named Not So Hot Steve. So
wow.
He named himself.
He named himself.
It was not us being mean.
No, I'm not talking about, wow, that was extremely insulting to Steve. These crab cakes.
Aww.
With the rice. I mean, who wants to go out on Valentine's Day when you got this?
No one. Facebook Live. I'll make more. We're good. The great thing about that is that we make more.
Yeah.
He was the only one not eating.
I asked. She said that was
for us. He did.
I didn't know that was for us to take a picture. That's all right. Who cares? We'll make more.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Mm. Oh, wow.
So
isn't that amazing?
That's the color I'm going for. Can you see the?
You know what's really?
So, again, it's about 2 minutes on each side. And you're going to need a good amount of oil. Do you have it out there already? Okay.
So tell us about the chocolate. It takes a little.
So white chocolate is kind of moody. It is not something that you can put on and walk away. Now, there are a few ways that you can go about tempering your chocolate or melting it down.
Is that because it's moody?
Yes, tempering it. Sorry.
That was a good one.
So if you are someone who's a little bit nervous about working with it and you don't want to go the double broiler method, you can use a microwave, 30 seconds at a time, stop, mix it up, make sure it's not burning. Because what happens is if you overdo chocolate, it seizes up. And that means that it just gets these kind of thick, chunky pieces, and it does not go on beautiful and smooth like we want it to for our dessert. What I am using today is a makeshift double broiler. Now, if you don't have one, take a glass or a metal mixing bowl and just set it right on top of your pot with some water in the bottom. And you want that water to come to a boil, and you can melt your chocolate. But make sure you keep eyes on it. I start with a rubber spatula. Chocolate's expensive, and you want to use a nice quality chocolate. So I make sure I scrape it all off the edges and nothing gets wasted. Especially because, you know, that's like a sin, wasting chocolate.
It sure is.
So I'm just going to keep melting this down. I'll go in with a whisk to make sure it's nice and smooth in just a minute. And then we're going to dip our strawberries in it.
Yum.
My friends, you're listening to Chef and the Fat Man and Blue Collar Chefs. We are live at Le Cordon Green. It is our new home for Chef and the Fat Man. And we're so excited to have Chef Amanda, director extraordinaire, and I'm talking with my mouth full, which is very rude, but that crab cake, I just don't want to let it sit there because I don't know who's going to try to steal it. And Taylor Schulman, who is the director chef of the class section, she leads all the minions along the merry way to happiness and frivolity, while Chef Amanda does her amazing thing, and that crab cake. And now we're going to have strawberries. And next, we're going to have something that is very, very cool. And that is a chocolate molten cake. But before we get to that, like kind of a lava cake, I'm guessing?
Yum, yum.
My
yum.
Favorite thing in the world.
Yum, yum.
There is another way. You heard one way to cold smoke. You can go online. It's a fine mesh basket. It's about the size of, I don't know, about 4 by 4 inches. And it's got, it's a fine mesh, stainless steel, and it's got a maze running through it. and they will sell you basically sawdust of whatever wood you want, and then you pour the sawdust in, and you light one end and get a good ember, and then let it go. It'll take 4 hours to burn all the way through, and it'll keep the temperature around 75 to 80 degrees. If you light both ends, it'll kick the temperature up a little bit, closer to 90, but it'll burn in half the time. So you can smoke for 2 hours or 4 hours. And so that's just another alternative. But it's out there. It's available. And, you know, it's just one of those things that when you – a nice thing about the Big Green Egg is it's so versatile. They have class after class you can take here. If you've got a party, if you want to have a special party, if you want to have a corporate outing that will blow everybody away, if you want something really unique, Le Cordon Green has it all, Chef Amanda.
That's right. We do. And we'd love to have you come and visit us anytime. You can go to biggreenegg.com to register for a class. We're also on culinarylocal.com, and we have all kinds of cool things coming up. So we do have our Valentine's Day class tomorrow night, and that's a couples class, and that sells out every year. It's already sold out this year. And it's a whole lot of fun because we put mystery boxes inside the eggs, and you have to get a number as a couple, and you go and you open the corresponding number, and they're all the eggs are numbered, and you go and you open it up. And I tell you what the menu is ahead of time, and then they open up and figure out, oh, we're making lobster pizza, or oh, we're making crab cakes, and it is so much fun. Everybody cooks a dish. Everybody sits down and eats together, and it's a wonderful time. And we do these couples classes once a month.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So and they're always out, a great, great crowd. I mean, really great people.
Yep. Well, it's amazing now. Taylor, you were dipping your strawberries over there.
Yes. So now that my chocolate is ready, I am going to take each strawberry. I'm going to dip it just high enough to where it covers that seam that I've made. I'm going to pull it back up, go right into pistachios.
And right in my mouth.
A sprinkle of giggle pants.
Ooh, piggy pants.
Piggy pants.
Piggy pants.
Giggle
and
pants.
And this, for those of you who cannot see this beautiful, beautiful sugar, it has this wonderful kind of lavendery or mauve color. So it is perfect for Valentine's Day, or maybe if you have a baby shower that you're going to that you were asked to bring a dessert to. Easy to throw together, and it's going to add a nice, fun color.
Mmm.
And flavor. It has hibiscus in it. Oh. I just double dipped. That one's mine. This
See,
is what I get.
Now we have to go on break so I can eat
that.
That's
when you double dip.
Yep. Oh, my gosh. You know, you can just pass that right my way.
Hang on. Once it cools, I will. Yeah, that's what I get for talking and not looking. Mm-hmm. Oh, well, you can never have too much chocolate.
That's right.
That's a thing. But these are going to be served with a molten chocolate lava cake with brandy.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. Tell us more.
So, when you're making a molten cake, the most important thing is that it is molten in the middle. So how I do mine is I take egg yolks and whole eggs along with sugar, flour, and brandy, and I put it in a mixer, and I mix it until it's light yellow and fluffy. From that point, I take my melted chocolate, and now I use Verona chocolate when I make these, which is a very high-quality chocolate you can typically find at Williams Sonoma.
Did you say my Sharona?
No.
Oh.
It was close, though.
My.
Really?
Woo! And you fold it in. What that means is you want to work quickly. You want to keep it moving, and you want to take a rubber spatula and just kind of go from the edges and then come up around towards the middle to be sure that you're incorporating it well. Now, if you don't keep stirring and you are putting hot chocolate into an egg mixture, you will get an omelet. So you really want to make sure that you keep it moving.
Well, we want to incorporate a shameless break here at Chef of the Fat Man, the Blue Collar Chefs, live from Le Cordon Green. When we come back, we're going to take a look.
We're going to eat.
Oh, we're going to eat?
We're going to eat.
How about molten cake, too? I'm ready for molten cake.
Yeah.
I have one with my name on it.
Ooh.